Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks radio show here in Watertown. I'm Kyle Lenzner. With me today, I have Calvin Meyer from the parks here in Watertown. How's it going today, Calvin?
Good, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. You got anything new and exciting going on?
Yes, actually. Today actually marks the first day that you can start making reservations for Memorial Day in the parks. That's our 90-day window calendar. And just I want to remind folks that on those holiday weekends, you need to make a three-night stay reservation. So if you're struggling online to get those, trying to make a Saturday night reservation, you may have to add a couple more nights. You need to have three nights on those holiday weekends. Also, more recent, Oakwood Lake State Park is going to be having a Worm Moon hike on March 3rd, and that's going to start at 7 p.m. So Becky usually has a lot of programs throughout the year down there, and she really gets people involved. So I expect nothing less from her, and should be a good time down there.
Okay, I see you got some snowmobile stuff sitting over there. I see quite a few sleds going through town the last few days here, and I'm guessing with that fresh snow that we got, especially last weekend and here just the other day on Thursday night there, and Friday we had a little bit of snow, and this afternoon it looks like we're supposed to get some more snow. So anything that you want to remind guys when it comes to the snowmobiles?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, some of those trails may get groomed, may not get groomed. You can check for grooming updates on the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks apps under the snowmobile and maps. Also, if you're out snowmobiling, make sure that you have, this is probably our first good snowfall and it amounted to something for people to actually ride on. So if you haven't got your snowmobiles registered and got the current tags on there, make sure you get that done. Otherwise, there's a few businesses around the state on the eastern half of the state that sell the five-day temporary passes. So that's all I got for snowmobiling. I'll be out and about. Hopefully, I can see some folks out snowmobiling. I know the clubs, they really put in a lot of time, their own personal time, to mark these trails and to get permission to some spots. And it'll be good to finally see some of that hard work paying off and some folks taking advantage of the snowmobile season.
Yeah, it took a little while for us to get some snow that amounted to anything, but we finally got some, and it looks like there's some more into the forecast. So for the snowmobilers out there, it looks like you might get a chance to get some riding in here. And like Calvin said, just make sure you're staying current on those registrations on the snowmobiles. That's always one of the biggest violations we run into when it comes to snowmobiles is not having the current registration on there. So make sure you're getting that current registration on there, and we'll be good to go. Now I think we'll jump over to the fishing for the area. I know, Calvin, you rode with for a little bit last weekend. We mm-hmm. kind of patrolled this Coddington County area here. In Coddington, Pelican was probably about the best one we've seen, I'd say, out of the ones that we went to, and it wasn't real fast and furious, but they were nice fish.
Yeah, there was a few good fish taken. I was impressed with it, and I heard that one of the park managers, he went out there and gave it a try, but he didn't have as good a luck as some of the other folks out there. But that's fishing. That's the name of the game. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. So
yep, yeah. And guys did pretty good. They were decent fish, but I know it just depended on if you were on the dot or not is what it looked like. So. Otherwise, I'd say Compesco was probably the next best one we've seen, and guys had a few crappies out there, a few walleye. Walleye were a little bit on the smaller side. Crappies were decent. Crappies were in that 10 to 12 inch range. Not a lot of either of them, but a few of both getting caught. Goose Lake, talked to some guys out there. They were struggling a little more. They were marking fish, but having a hard time getting them bite. They were pretty tight-lipped out on Goose Lake there here this last weekend. And
yeah, I went out there, I think the day before I went out with you, and Goose Lake, there was some people were doing really good, and other people didn't have much of anything. So, it's again, I don't know. You got to be on the right spot at the right time. I don't know.
Yep. That's pretty much fishing for you. My luck, it's always I'm a day late, dollar short, but
ain't that the truth?
Stink Lake, fishermen are still catching some perch up there and a few walleye. Both are a little on the smaller side. The walleye are primarily that 10 to 13 inches, and perch, they're about 7 to 10 on the bigger side, so not large, but if you're looking to catch some fish that are close by, especially the perch, that's probably the close one. So
yeah, I would say that one's a good one. I took my nieces out there and we got fish. I mean, we didn't take anything home. They're all smaller, but they got some action for the kids. So I think that's a good fish or a good lake for bringing out kids and stuff like that. I would say.
Otherwise, dry lake up there. I took that off the report this week. Things have kind of slowed down up there. That was getting quite a bit of traffic, but talking to guys up there, things have really slowed down. A few walleye are still getting caught, but it has really slowed down from the previous weeks. Jumping over to Clark County, Bailey's Lake, guys are still catching fish there, a lot of smaller ones. You will get a few of the perch and bluegills over that 8, 8.5 inches, but for the most part, vast majority of those fish are under that 8, 8.5 inches. Guys are catching a few largemouth bass and walleye to go with them, but not very, very many. So, dry lake number two, guys are picking up a few northern pike, a few walleye, a few perch. They're having to move around. They're having to look for them, but they are getting a few out there. It's not as good as years past, but with this warmer, more consistent weather we've been having here as of lately, guys are starting to catch a few more fish all over. So maybe dry lake will continually pick up here as we progress into the springtime. Well, I say spring, but now we're starting to finally get snow, so spring might be further away than what we think. Indian Springs, guys are still catching a few fish out there, getting a few northern and getting a few walleye. The walleye are pretty much, for the most part, over 20 inches. The fish that they're catching, it seems like you got to be in about that 5-6 feet of water or less. So right up against those weeds or even in the weeds is where guys are picking up those fish. Not a lot of walleye getting caught, but when you do get into one, it is a decent-sized fish. Swan Lake, that one's kind of slowed down. Guys are still getting northern pike out there and an occasional walleye over that 20-inch mark, and usually they're well over 20 when you get them, but they're far and few in between. So, Reed Lake, that's a kind of a new one. Guys have the fishing's kind of picked up out there. Some guys are doing decent out there. The walleyes they're getting are they're over that 15-inch mark. They're nice fish, so but you got to do some searching out there, and it seems to be a little later in the day into the evening type bite. Only word of advice for going out there is use caution around that heave. There is a pretty good heave that pretty much splits that lake in half. So don't go venturing too close to the heave and just kind of stick to the trails that guys have going through there. So just use caution. We'll can hit up Day County next. Day County up there, anglers have had some success catching walleye, perch, and an occasional white bass out on Wa Bay there. So they're starting to pick up some fish out there. And I know, like I said, this last weekend, it seemed like things started to turn around for the fishing a little bit. And hopefully it continues to pick up. Bitter Lake, anglers are still having some decent success on walleyes. And I heard they're starting to pick up some perch even out there. And the perch seem to be kind of in that deeper water as of lately. Enemy Swim, anglers are catching a few crappie and bluegill, but overall it's still been pretty slow. Kelvin, what are they doing down by Lake Ponset down there?
Yeah, I went down there with Dan Sternhagen the other day, and we checked quite a few fishermen out there one evening. Looks like fishermen have been catching a fair amount of fish under that 15-inch mark, and then Along with that, I guess the perch bite still remains a little poor. So, again, we checked several shacks. And, again, like I said earlier, some guys were on it, some guys weren't. And there wasn't many people moving around, so I don't know. Maybe they're just more setting up for walleye and not chasing those perch. But, again, some spots on Ponset, you just got to find that sweet spot, I guess.
Yeah, and I was over there here this last weekend and this week and checked some guys out on Fate Slough there over by Vienna over that way. And guys were getting a few fish out there, getting a few perch, getting a few walleye, some decent walleye, but for the most part, the fish were a little on the smaller side, but every once in a while, they would hook into a decent fish. So that'd be another one if you're down in that area looking for somewhere to give her a shot. Other than that, that's pretty much the fishing report for the local area.
And I guess I got one more thing, Kyle, parks related. For those of you guys looking for something to do with this snow, it's a good time to take advantage with fresh powder. I know Richmond Mina, they just received a few inches of snow along with us down here in Watertown. So their cross-country ski trails are good to go up there. Also, a lot of the parks also let you borrow snowshoes if that's something you'd be interested in. So if that is something you're interested in or folks are out there, you can call the park ahead of time, usually during the weekdays, and you can line something up if you're going out in the weekend or whatnot. So,
and if you're coming up for the weekend and to go fishing or to do snowshoeing or something like that, you guys have the electric going to the cabins that all winter long, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. The park's open all year round. Still need to have your park entrance license whenever you come into the park, whether you're camping or just coming through to look at birds or take advantage of some of the trails and stuff like that. A lot of people will use those camping cabins as kind of like a base camp for their fishing trips and stuff like that. So it's really nice. The heat's on when you get there. They got plug-ins, so you can plug in your Vexlars, charge them up, or your phones, whatever.
Boot dryers,
yeah, absolutely. Anything you may need. So that's always a good option. Thanks for bringing that up.
So, okay. Other than that, that should cover for the parks and the fishing. Just another reminder, I know we've talked about it the last few weeks, the open house for Watertown, or I should say Coddington County, is coming up here March 5th. That's going to be out at the Country Inn and Suites, and that's going to be from 5:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Once again, that is March 5th out at the Country Inn and Suites from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I think, Kelvin, you guys even have somebody that's going to be there, don't you?
You know, I haven't talked to any of the guys yet, so okay. They may have guys out there. I'm not sure.
Yep. So we'll definitely have a bunch of Game Fish and Park staff on hand there to answer any questions anybody may have. On another note, we do have the Coddington County Hunt Safe Courts, or I should say courses, have been set for here. They are going to be March 24th. May 19th and August 4th. Those are all three of those are separate courses. This year, the reason they're one day is, like I explained last week, this year, Coddington County, we're doing all online courses. So your son or daughter would have to go online. They would have to take the online course. They'll get a certificate at the end that they print off, and they'd bring that with them to the course to show that they took that online course. Ahead of time, you'd have to sign up for one of those three dates, either March 24th, May 19th, or August 4th. You'd bring that certificate to whichever course you sign up. It's going to be pretty much a full day. It's going to be 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. The morning portion we are planning on doing up at the middle school. That'll be the classroom portion. We'd break for lunch, and then after lunch, we would head out to the trap and skeet range there to do the field portion. So March 24th, May 19th, August 4th. Those are the dates again for here in Coddington County. So if you got any questions, you can give our Watertown office a call there, and we'd be more than happy to answer those questions. So I know everybody that we've been getting quite a few calls and quite a few comments wondering when those dates were going to be. We finally got it all figured out with the online deal this year. So should be set to go. If you got any questions, just give us a call. Other than that, I think we pretty much have covered everything. Just remember, we do have some application dates that are going to be coming up here. Nothing real in the next month, but The next ones are going to be due here in April, so we'll get those back out there here again next week, just so that way you guys don't miss any of those dates. The spring turkey and the paddlefish were Lake Francis Case paddlefish. Those were just drawn here this last week, so you can go online and see if you were successful on that prairie spring turkey or the custer turkey and see if you drew one of those. And like I said, those were drawn here just on Wednesday. So other than that, I think that'll do her for the weekend. Thanks for coming in, Calvin. It's always a
pleasure
having you.
Thank you.
So other than that, hope to see you out there.